on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Kurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many-branched. Holiness Srila Giriraj Maharaj has so expertly explained the essence of Krishna consciousness, how to keep one's mind fixed in service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this world, at every moment, diversions are put before us, sometimes in the form of temptations, sometimes in the point of disappointments, sometimes envy, pride. The mind can create excuses in any situation to divert itself away from Krishna. And Maya, the material energy, is continuously arranging, just according to our mind's restless nature, something to capture its attention with. This verse of Bhagavad Gita is very important. We must be resolute in purpose. We must be determined. We must fix our consciousness on what is the real purpose of life and never let it to go astray. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, so many diversions were put before him. Tremendous wealth, the opportunity for great, great power and prestige, a wife more beautiful than an angel, an estate practically as nice as Indra, the king of heaven. And yet, he was so determined to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a spirit of renunciation, and he was constantly trying to escape. In fact, he had to have 12 guards surrounding him 24 hours a day just to try to somehow or other keep him from running away. And even though he performed his duties in a very responsible way, in his heart he was always just waiting for that one moment to come when he can escape. And due to his fixed determination, that moment came in the middle of the night. And then to go to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, he traveled, I believe it was 12 days in the forest. And during those days, he only got to get a little food on 3 days. Even though he was like a prince, he was traveling through the jungles alone. There were tigers and serpents and mosquitoes and so many other difficult creatures to live with. There was no food. Every 4 days or so, he would get a little milk from the cowshed of a milkman. When he came to Jagannath Puri, he was dirty, his clothes were torn and soiled. Lord Chaitanya saw what type of determination he has for devotional service. Because of that determination, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awarded Raghunath Das Goswami to be the personal assistant of his own secretary. That means he was in the personal association of Lord Chaitanya day and night for 16 years. Always absorbed in the highest ecstasy of the bliss of Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya tested him When the Lord puts an obstacle before us, that test is the opportunity to show that we are determined, that we will not accept any other alternative except the path of real dharma or devotional service. And when those tests come, if we are sincere, Krishna explains that if we give what we have, ananyaschintayam tomam yejana paryupashate, He will preserve what we have and He will give us more. We simply have to try our best. There's always so many distractions trying to take us away from Krishna, but those distractions are our best friends if we remain determined. Because in that determination, Krishna is so pleased to see that we are trying our best. He will give us more determination. He will give us more mercy and empowerment each time we pass a difficult situation that is trying to drag our consciousness away. If those situations did not come, we would not have the opportunity to express our desire to Krishna. Dhritavrata, we should have a firm vow of determination. Similarly, the great king, Prataparudra Maharaj, he was the king of the entire domain of Orissa. Wonderful family, big, big palace, so much wealth and so much power. But yet when he found that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not want to meet with a king, he was willing to give it up immediately. He was willing to live in the street, on the footpath, on the side of the road, and beg for alms, gladly, wearing the robes of a mendicant, if that was what was required to get the mercy of the Lord. He had no attraction for anything except Krishna. That was his determination. And when the devotees, even those great souls in the renounced order of life, when they saw the determination of this king, they offered their greatest respects to him. They wanted a king like this. Therefore, the devotees were making every possible arrangement to somehow or other keep him in his grihastha life as the king. But he was determined. If it is coming between Krishna and my soul, I do not want it. I have no need for it. It is a distraction. What is the use of all of this opulence and royal pleasures if it is going to be the cause of another birth and another death and another birth and another death? The mercy of the Supreme Lord is the only object and purpose of the soul's sojourn within this material world, and I must have it. I will accept whatever I have to get it, and I will renounce anything. But I must achieve that. Before I breathe my last breath, I must have love for Krishna. I must surrender my life to God. That's all. No other consideration. This was Prataparudra Maharaja's mentality. And the Lord is within the heart. The Lord tested him, not only to increase his own love, but to show the world what is a real Vaishnava. If Lord Chaitanya would have immediately said, yes, he's such a nice devotee, I'd love to see the king, then no one would be talking about Maharaja Prataparudra today. No one would be inspired by his bhakti. But instead, Lord Chaitanya said, ah, you want me to meet a king? He is abominable. It's worse than drinking poison willingly to see that abominable king. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, but he's a great devotee. He may be a great devotee, but because the word king is connected to his name, he is abominable. He is condemned. It is worse than death for me to see him. The king could have been insulted and thought, let me find another Guru Maharaj.
This person is not properly respecting me. He does not understand my devotion. He does not understand my spiritual principles and my charitable nature. He's blaspheming me. When the king heard, he said, then I will give up my kingdom. I will give up throne, wife, children, wealth, power, sleep on the street and be a beggar. When Lord Chaitanya heard that, and the devotees heard that, how he was pleased within his heart. Such determination. So Maharaj Prataparudra remained king. He didn't have to give up anything, but he was willing. And what mercy did he receive? He was given the opportunity because of that determination and because he passed the test the Lord presented before him. He was allowed to personally massage Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet and his legs. He was allowed to sing the beautiful Gopi Gita before the Lord. And the Lord was so pleased that he embraced him again and again and again, showering his own tears of love all over the body of Maharaj Prataparudra, bestowing the most intimate, confidential realizations of love of Krishna upon the king. The Lord worshipped him. You are the most benevolent. You are the greatest of all well-wishers. You have come to shower me with nectar. And King Prataparudra, being one of the most intimate, loving associates of the Lord, he used his whole capital, his kingdom and everything simply to serve the Lord and his devotees. That was his determination. He did not care what anyone else happened to say. Obviously, other politicians and other leaders of the day were thinking, this man has gone crazy. He's brainwashed. He's going too far. Hindu religion means you do some puja on Sunday and you don't do any harm to others. And you offer some incense and some ghee lamp before you go to work all day long. That's Hinduism. He's going too far. He's doing everything for Krishna. He was not concerned with any of these accusations or gossip or of people's minds, of the social status of the day. He had that type of determination. Raghunath Das had that type of determination. In fact, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he very much worshipped this verse. Because the mission that his Guru Maharaj gave him was something very great. To spread the pure teachings of love of God as per the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to the whole world in the English language. He was reading the commentary of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur for Bhagavad Gita. Vyavashayatma ka budhir ekeha kurunandana bahushaka hinantascha budhayo vyavashayanam. That one must be resolute in purpose. One's aim must be one. One must have such determination for Krishna, for service to Krishna, to follow the vows of one's life. And Srila Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary, explains, this verse means one must make the order of the spiritual master one's life and soul. When Srila Prabhupada read that, he explained he gained great strength. One must have this one-pointed, fixed determination to make the order of Guru one's life and soul. And this was a major part of his transcendental inspiration to go to the West, to travel all around the world, to 12 times against all odds when he first arrived in the United States. Krishna tested him as he tests all of us. No friends to help him, no god brothers to even care about him, no money, no facilities, only his determination to follow the order of Guru Maharaj. That's all he had, his only asset. And through all difficulties he pursued, and Krishna rewarded him by giving him the chance to transform the lives of tens and thousands, hundreds and thousands, millions of people all over the world in the present and in the future. Krishna wanted to show through these great exalted souls the type of determination and resolution we must all pray and strive to achieve in our life. And if we want it, and give whatever little we have, Krishna will keep giving more and more and more. That is his promise. Simple basic principles: to chant 16 rounds every day, to follow the four regulative principles, to not offend others, and to try to do what we can to serve the best we can without diversions. How we could best serve our guru, how we could best serve Krishna, should be the only criterion in which we make any decision in life, from the smallest to the greatest decisions affecting our life. The only real consideration that should be taken seriously is, how will I be able to best serve the real purpose of my existence, which is serving Guru and Krishna? And everything will be decided on that basis. That type of determination will attract Krishna's mercy. And Krishna's mercy will give us all power to overcome all obstacles. So let us always chant the holy names of Krishna with great faith and determination. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.